defensive end to complement the likes of Robinson and Everson Griffin and Peter King from Sports Illustrated and NBC's Football Night in America and frazzled.com. You look very frazzled right now. What's going on?
No, not frazzled. I had a bit of a late evening last night. I went to the
basketball
Duke,
game,
North
right?
Carolina game last night.
How about Tyus
Carolina.
Jones, Apple Valley, Minnesota native?
Let me tell you something. Everybody around Duke and like everybody around the country is talking about this Okafor guy.
Yeah.
They got two better players than Okafor. And look, I don't watch college basketball, so I don't know.
Right.
But you watched that game last night, and the two best players were number 2 and 5 on Duke. Hmm. You know, Cook and Jones, right?
Yeah, Tyus Jones.
Tyus, wow. That guy is fearless.
Yep, true freshman.
What's he doing? What happened in Minnesota? Was he that great there in high school?
Oh, he was unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, he was one of those prodigies that we started hearing about when he was in fourth grade. And then the Jason Kidd comparison started to take place when he was in, like, eighth grade. You know, and then some of the bigger programs, he went to Apple Valley High School and some of the bigger high school programs. You know, then you started to wonder, is he going to transfer? He's that good. He's a Jason Kidd type. Maybe with a better shot, you know? I mean,
he's got a great shot.
Yeah.
That was,
if he played baseball, he'd be Butch Hobson-like.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? That was really enlightening last night because I went there expecting one thing. I thought Okafor was going to look like the first player in the draft.
Yeah.
I guess he will be, but wow, those other two guys really carried Duke last night.
When Mike Mayock just punched you in the arm as he walked by, did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, because he punched you pretty hard.
Yeah, because I'm a pacifist. You know, I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter.
You're a dog lover.
I am a dog lover.
I know.
I do love dogs. I love my golden retriever, but she's gone. So we're going to have to think about another dog now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Bailey, the dog. No, she died about a year and a half ago. And
well, that
sucks. We're taking care of my daughter's dog, who's an 11-year-old pound dog, a mix of about five things, a big dog. Who just is a great dog. It's gotten me back. As soon as Mary Beth takes the dog back, I told my wife, I said, we have to go get a dog, like, immediately. I just miss having a dog.
I want to compliment Monday Morning Quarterback and the SI affiliation and everything. I want to compliment Andy Benoit, who I met a couple of days ago through Paul Charchian in the lobby at the JW Marriott. And we sat down and we chatted football and all 22 film watching and stuff like that. And I went back and looked at some of his work, and I had seen it before along with Mr. Klemko and some other people. But what a wonderful hire that Andy Benoit is. He does a good job.
I'm thrilled with Andy. He does such a good job because what he does is he watches so much tape, and he's that sort of film nerd. I mean, and he's here at the Combine, but he's not here. You know, it's not that he doesn't like talking to players. That isn't it. It's that, you know, his job here is to meet with coaches, to talk about, new wrinkles on offense and defense and to really try to read what's happening around the NFL. And I like having Andy around. He makes me a lot smarter.
Peter King, 9 to noon.
Yeah, I met Andy when he was 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
And you already knew. You know, sometimes you run into kids that are just so far ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
And, he was one of those kids.
Well, he was writing his own magazine while he was looking at Swank.
That's,
Right.
So, but the thing about Benoit that is so interesting is that last year I brought him around to a few places on my training camp trip. Like, we brought him to Mankato.
Yeah.
And he had a great time. He got out there, and he was talking football with Zimmer and really talking X and O's. And Zimmer was fun. Zimmer was kind of putting him in his place about some of the things that he did with the Bengals.
Not Zimmer.
He loved that. And then the coolest thing was he sat down with Joe Thomas in Berea, Ohio, you know, the great left tackle of the Browns. And Joe Thomas loved it because Joe Thomas is like a technician. And Joe Thomas would have talked to Andy for 3 hours if he could have.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe he will. But I think we're going to have Andy do more of those things, like go to training camps and find a really bright, say a Harrison Smith type.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, whatever. We'll find somebody who's a really bright guy at his position and have Andy maybe sit down and watch 10, 15 minutes of tape and go over some plays. But I really like the fact that Andy can talk to these guys really on their level.
What stories are compelling to you or interesting to you at the combine at this stage of the equation, Mr. King?
A year ago when we were here, Johnny Manziel was trying to put on the best possible Johnny Manziel face for everybody, for the media in here, for the coaches, for the general managers in their meetings at night. And to try to be, to have everybody think that he's a real team guy. And he is a team guy. But there's all these little things that he had to fight last year. You know, did he have a drinking problem? Did he have all these off-field problems? What was the genesis of the bad reputation he had among a lot of people? And so Jameis Winston is in so much of the same position this year. He has to do a Jameis Winston makeover this yeah. week. And in the next 48 hours, yep. everybody will get to see whether they believe that Jameis Winston is the transformation of Jameis Winston legit, or, you know, are we going to just hold off before we make any judgments?
90 seconds with Peter before the end of the show. You get it all.
Well, first thing, last time we talked, we spoke, you mentioned Grain Belt, and the Grain Belt guys got very excited.
Oh, my God.
And they wanted to send you a jacket.
That's so nice.
I
hope
nice.
It's a heavy
here.
Jacket.
Exactly.
Man.
Well, it doesn't need to be an XL anymore. You've lost so much weight.
Geez,
you look great.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully it's not depression over the dog.
Hey, listen, that's because I haven't been having much walleye on a stick lately. And I've missed it too. Walleye on a stick and the yeah. Sid Hartman statue, man. I love those.
Now 45 seconds with Peter, you get it all.
I'm surprised we've got that left. We were talking very quickly your thoughts on Teddy Bridgewater development and future for the Vikings.
Rick Spielman said something great yesterday, which was thanks everybody for writing so much about the, you know, his pro day workout, because he's a lot better than what you thought.
Yeah.
And he's right. But at the same time, Teddy Bridgewater didn't have a good workout last year. And so it didn't kill Teddy Bridgewater in the eyes of people in the NFL. It just made them have a second thought. What I really like about Teddy Bridgewater is that all that stuff to him doesn't matter. What matters to him is the other 52 guys, the coaches on the coaching staff. He does a good job, from what I can tell, at tuning out the crapola. And he's done a very good job to this point of doing that.
Continued success with Monday Morning Quarterback.
The Pauls, thank you so much.
No problem.
Peter.
Good seeing you. Enjoy your weekend. I'll text you soon. We'll do it again.
Thank you. And thanks, Grain Belt. That's so nice of you.
No problem. Peter King, NBC, and Sports Illustrated. Paul Charchi from LeagueSafe.com. I'm Paul Allen. We thank Eric Northquist for